Good day. My name is Anthony Patch, and this is another edition of Pulse. Today is Monday, the 5th of August of 2024. Just a quick update on the Middle East and the events that are unfolding and the events that are being prepared. The title of this recording at about 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States, the title of tonight's Pulse update is Positioning for War. Right now, Russia has been and is continuing today to fly commercial and military aircraft into Tehran's international airport. This has been continuous for the last several days over the weekend. Russia is positioning their electronic warfare, their electronic jamming equipment in Iran as we speak. It's probably already been set up. About 3 days ago, there was a very large Russian military cargo flight that entered Tehran's international airport, which probably, to my estimate, was delivering this electronic warfare system that has a range for jamming of the guidance systems of U.S. and Israeli missiles, a range of some 5,000 kilometers. They also possess what I would call an EMP system, which about 4 years ago in the Black Sea, a U.S. naval ship went completely dark when it was overflown by a Russian military aircraft that produced a electromagnetic pulse that knocked out all of the shipboard electronic systems, including the propulsion and steering systems of this U.S. naval vessel in the Black Sea. So I would expect that similar, if not same, electronic pulse and electronic jamming equipment will be applied in the coming all-out war on the part of Iran. Now Iraq forces, Iraq is allowing the positioning of missiles on the part of Iran in Iraq itself. These missiles are missiles that have been taken out of deep storage. They are being positioned along the Israeli border with a 12-minute flight time, so very little warning apart from and unlike the April 13th launching of drones, missiles, and rockets by way of Iran against Israel. This will be an all-out assault from drones and missiles, and many of the missiles, as I said, with less than 12-minute flight time. So very little warning for Israel to detect and respond, as well as U.S. forces to detect and respond what will be a multi-front assault against Israel by Iran, Hezbollah out of Lebanon, certainly Hamas out of Gaza, and the Houthis out of Yemen to the south. This will be a multi-front attack. Now, I'm only reporting when I say an attack from multiple fronts against Israel. That's not a political statement. That is a military analysis that I'm providing to you. In addition to Russia sending material in terms of electronic warfare and the like, no doubt they are sending other military equipment in these daily flights from Russia into Tehran. In addition to the material, we now have reports that the Secretary of the Security Council for the Russian Federation, Sergei Shoigu, I don't speak Russian, the head of the Security Council, the Secretary of the Russian Security Council, is already in Tehran. And this, no doubt, is to provide security information, the latest in-person delivered intel, and certainly other security material to Tehran in preparation for what we've all been expecting. This is no news to anyone, but we've all been expecting this response to the assassinations, both in Beirut and in Tehran, of the number two Hezbollah leader was assassinated in Beirut a few days ago, and the political negotiator for Hamas, not a military person, was, of course, assassinated in Tehran in the IRGC guest house following that evening's ceremony to inaugurate the new president of Iran. And I would expect that the Secretary of the Security Council, the Russian Security Council, Sergei Shoigu, is there in Tehran not only because of the impending military assault by Iran and others, but to formally sign the security agreement between Russia and Tehran. This is what we would consider a mutual defense pact. So I'm sure that that is in place by now. The daily flights from Russia to Iran no doubt have been delivering high-performance missiles. These would be missiles that are now being positioned, as I said, not only in Iran, but in Iraq. I would expect that many of these are also en route to Syria, specifically to Damascus at the southern end of Syria. As I've reported previously, there are some 2,000 Russian military personnel in Syria. There are upwards of 100,000 Hezbollah positioned in Syria, not just in Lebanon. The reports indicate that most of the senior leadership of Hezbollah has left Lebanon and moved to Syria for protection, which I would presume to be in Damascus. It should also be noted that in Damascus itself, deep underground in military bunkers, these are deep concrete reinforced bunkers, are the command and control centers for not only the Syrian forces, but the Hezbollah forces to be coordinating the activities in Lebanon and Russian forces that are deployed throughout Syria. We also should note that we have, the United States, have many special operations forces deployed throughout Syria and have been for several years for securing of oil and natural gas facilities that are operated by Western corporations in Syria. And again, I won't make a political statement or analysis of that. I'm simply stating the facts. So kind of jumping around a little bit here, in so far as targeting Israel, it appears that Tel Aviv, of course, will be one of the primary targets due to the presence of military assets in Tel Aviv itself. But of course, this is where a large concentration of the civilian population and the military leadership and political leadership are located in Tel Aviv. So obvious target. The other target I would expect will be the northern port of Haifa near the Lebanon border. And in particular, I think that Tel Aviv and Haifa will be targeted and somewhat protected, I say somewhat protected, by British air assets that will be launched out of southern Cyprus. This is the Greek Cypriot portion of the island of Cyprus, directly off the coast of Lebanon. Turkey, for its part, they control the northern portion of Cyprus. This is not being reported, but it is my expectation that Turkey will take advantage of this imminent conflict in Israel, such that Turkish forces that are being reinforced right now, Turkish forces in the northern portion of Cyprus, I think, will come against the southern portion, against the Greek Cypriots and the British forces, the British Air Force that is stationed on Cyprus, in order to take full control of the island of Cyprus. Russia, for its part, has for many years had a naval port in the southern tip of Cyprus. So they will reinforce the activities of Turkey. Again, this isn't being reported. And also Russian air assets are also in southern Cyprus on the coast. So I think Cyprus is going to fall to Turkey, supported by Russia, and that the British will be displaced. This has often been characterized as an unsinkable aircraft carrier on the part of Cyprus. So factor that in. And something else that I would encourage you to pay attention to and watch for reports are the continuing military reinforcement and staging activities by Egypt on the southern border of Israel, bordering Egypt. The Egyptians do not want to absorb any more of the Palestinian refugees into Egypt itself, and may, I think, as from the south, the Houthis launching out of Yemen, I think that Egypt will cross the border from Egypt into Gaza, which will completely change the dynamics of what is occurring in Gaza. I think primarily to prevent any of the Palestinian refugees from entering into Egypt, but also to take military advantage of coming against the IDF in Gaza. So in a default maneuver, this is protecting the Palestinians, perhaps to open up the delivery of humanitarian aid, food, water, medicine, shelter to the Palestinians, again to encourage the Palestinians to remain in Israel, specifically in Gaza. But this will, of course, affect the IDF when the Egyptians move in. So these are reports that are not coming out regarding Egypt, regarding Turkey in Cyprus, regarding Russia in Cyprus. So I add that to your notes for consideration as this unfolds, this positioning for war. What has delayed the actual full-scale conflict to erupt, other than the daily launching of rockets from southern Lebanon by Hezbollah into the northern territories of Israel, what has delayed this has been the movement of missiles out of storage, the emplacement of these missiles in strategic locations, which I think includes Syria, but more than likely additional missiles from Iran being placed in southern Lebanon, and of course additional missiles being delivered to the Houthis in Yemen. And as I mentioned earlier, just to reinforce this, missiles allowed by Iraq to be placed in Iraq by Iran. So there's quite a bit of pre-positioning work that is going on, electronic warfare, probably EMP devices being positioned, all of which is meant to repel the impending launch by Israel and the United States of missiles and drones headed into Iran itself, and certainly as the other targets that I just mentioned in terms of Lebanon, Yemen, and I think this will also be directed at Cyprus. Remember, the United States has an expeditionary force, two groups totaling 5,000 U.S. Marines that are set to be deployed into Lebanon, not as a military assault, an amphibious assault force, but a evacuation force. There are some 12 ships specifically for evacuation operations that are already in the Mediterranean, and there are additional U.S. naval forces that are being deployed into the Eastern Mediterranean in support of a U.S. carrier task force that is being positioned. Following up from the far eastern Pacific, there is another U.S. carrier task force that is steaming towards the Mediterranean as well. This will take some time to arrive as reinforcement, but nonetheless is en route. All of this is public information. I'm not divulging anything that could not easily be discovered. Just looking over my notes here. Speaking of the assassinations that took place, the U.S. has an envoy, Amos Hochstein has dual citizenship. He is an Israeli by birth and citizenship and holds U.S. citizenship as well, and has been utilized as an envoy by the Biden administration for well over a year in attempts to broker some peace agreements, specifically Gaza and the IDF with Hamas brokering a peace agreement. But that has completely fallen apart, and primarily because Hochstein had, prior to these assassinations in Beirut and in Tehran, had stated to the government of Lebanon that there would be no bombings, no attacks in Beirut, the Beirut airport, the suburbs, the southern suburbs of Beirut, that there would be no attacks against civilian targets. Well, that lie has, of course, come to light in the form of these two assassinations that have taken place. So the U.S. on its part, and Hochstein for in particular, are no longer, their promises are no longer being accepted. These are proven to be lies on the parts of the U.S. and Israel. Again, not a political statement, not taking a position, but the credibility of promises by Israel and the U.S. diplomats are falling on deaf ears now, and especially the efforts of Amos Hochstein have been brought to a halt. So that's the picture of what is going on so far. We've been expecting this full-blown Middle Eastern war to erupt over the weekend, but the information that I have in front of me indicates that the delay has been for the positioning of these missile systems and the delivery of additional equipment and missiles and electronic warfare and EMP warfare devices by Russia, the Russian Federation, to Tehran. So it, given the amount of time that has transpired since the assassinations took place, I would say that we are very close to seeing, without really any telegraphing of a warning on the part of Iran and therefore Russia, there will not be any warning given. This will be a coordinated from all points of the compass, a coordinated strike against Israel. Again, not a political statement, I'm speaking militarily, that from all points on the compass, Israel will be hit and hit full force from the beginning. This will not be sort of a trickling effect of ramping and escalating assaults by air on the part of Iran and its other forces. This will be everything at once from all directions against Israel. If I understand this, the IDF understands this, and the U.S. forces understand this. One of the things I think we can pay close attention to is the ongoing evacuations that are taking place in Lebanon, also in Syria and in Israel. The level of those evacuations, the duration and the culmination, perhaps the culmination of these evacuations of civilians, will give us some sense of when I think Iran will strike. But again, it will be without warning. I think Iran is demonstrating some restraint in an effort to allow civilian evacuations to take place. So we will be paying attention to the U.S. Marines, 5,000, in a expeditionary force that is positioned for evacuation of civilians by sea. And as that unfolds, that will give us some sense of the impending strike by Iran. So it appears that Iran is allowing these evacuations to take place, and then they will strike. That's the picture as I see it. I would ask you if you would like further detailed information that I am not at liberty to share here on this YouTube platform. We abide by the community standards of YouTube. So we have a private live stream platform that is available through my website at anthonypatch.com three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. My wife and I provide deep analysis, deep explanations of the military and the scientific and also the economic reporting that we are not at liberty to provide here on YouTube. We spend a great deal of time going into the details of the science, the military, the economic information that I think would prove to be of interest to you. And each of those three live streams per week are 2 hours in duration. We have over 850 of these live streams that are available in our archives to anyone that subscribes to us through anthonypatch.com. You'll have full access to all of our past live streams. You will have full access also to our monthly magazine entitled Entangled Magazine. And again, this is a deep scientific analysis of what is going on biologically, what is going on in quantum physics and particle physics, what is going on in genetics with respect to humanity. Again, I have to be careful of the things that I say here, but you also have access to our magazine archives dating back to the founding of Entangled Magazine in June of 2017. So if you would like to subscribe to the magazine, it's $30 for an annual one-year subscription, and all of the past issues are available to you through that. But again, there's a lot that I cannot say in this Pulse 30-minute broadcast that we can provide to you in our private group live stream through anthonypatch.com. At any rate, we'll keep you up to date as best we can in our reporting on the events in the Middle East, which may, I'm sad to say, may spread globally from the Middle East. That's it for today. As events unfold, we will provide more of these. Thank you for your time and attention. I hope this proves to be of value to you, this information, and please do your own research and keep close tabs on what is happening with respect to Israel and the greater Middle East, because this does affect the entire global community. God bless you all.